Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back to the final hour.
I forgot to have you look something up, the Welsh.
Oh, is it an injury?
I'm not gonna look at it. No, it's not. It could have been, but it's not. Maybe you saw it. So if you saw it, I'm kidding. Is this
going to be the guy that hits his head on the backboard?
No.
Okay. Did you see that, by the way?
I did. He was not looking at all. He jumped up to block a shot and just wiped himself out.
The most amazing thing. Not only that, you're leaving out one of the most impressive parts about it. He jumps with such velocity into the air that he touches the guy's shoulder and he actually rises. If you look at the video, not only does he fly, he rises up even further on initial jump and he just almost decapitates himself on the backboard. Never in my life have I seen something like that. I have watched that on a loop at least 25 times. Every time it comes across my timeline, I'm like, well, I'm going to have to watch this at least 20 times to really get the laughter out.
So type in on your Twitter machine, Bevo and Uga, UGA.
Like
Do you know who Bevo is?
I don't, but it's already giving me the suggestion of Bevo, okay. Uga.
All right, so click on that.
All right. Oh, I have seen this. Is this where the bull goes after the dog?
That's the Texas Longhorn is named Bevo. Uh-huh. And
what was that bull's problem? I'm watching the dog. He's just sitting there. He's just a bulldog. He's not doing anything. He's just got a dumb face on. He's sitting and he realizes it before any of the people. He's like, that bull is coming.
I got to get out of here.
What is that bull's problem?
Well, I think because what usually happens for Bevo at Texas home games is and this is a young Bevo. I think he's only like 4 years old. He just got the horns just grew to completion. Like, I think some
he's going through puberty
this year. Yeah, he's very young.
He's like, a bulldog. Like I said, and he's like, how you doing?
He's like 3 or 4 Bevo. But they bring him out. They do like the smoke machine and they bring out Bevo, kind of runs out, and then they take him into his pen and he just hangs out. Like, he's used to noise because they shoot off the cannon at the Texas game. His little pen is right near the crowd, so he's used to noise. Yeah, and
they
stuff.
Probably humanely just pump in crowd noise into his pen at all times just to make sure he's used to it.
But the difference with that is
he doesn't see bulldogs.
There's not that many people around. And if you look at what's going on there, there are so many.
I'm actually
people
looking at it.
Right around
it looks like there's about 40 people with cameras behind the dog. And the dog's just like, hey, whatever, you know, fat and happy. And
they had been hanging out the whole day before that, because when they had the Sugar Bowl parade in New Orleans, They had Bevo in the truck walking through, and they took a picture with Bevo and Uga just kind of hanging out there.
Oh, the so dog! Wait, the bull and the dog were bulldog and the bull were hanging out.
Yeah, they were friends. There's a picture on if you follow Bevo on Twitter, because I do. There's a picture and it says coming in late, best tweet of 2018, and it says pals, and it's Uga hanging out right in front of Bevo's trailer.
Uga must have got a free PS4. So Bevo
maybe he
was coming after him.
Yeah, yeah, and the 1,700-pound, Longhorn is coming after him. But I just like thought it. That was
the look on the dog's face too. Just about a second before everyone else reacts,
nope,
the dog's
nope,
like,
nope.
"Oh, gotta go." That's a good look. 57 minutes before the game, that went down. Some drama.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, and someone, I rolled my eyes at this, but someone's like, is that a symbol of this game? And I'm like, come on.
Was it?
It kind of was, but, you know, more probably because the Georgia players wanted to be in the tournament and not in the Sugar Bowl.
God, so. How embarrassing are these guys in these cowboy outfits, though? They are embarrassing to look at. They look like, what's that movie on Netflix right now? The something of Bog Scruggs or... You know what I'm talking
about?
What
are you talking about?
Hold on. I got to go.
You just have a stroke?
A stroke?
You have a stroke?
Wait, no, hold on. Now I got to find it. There's like a lot of people right now that know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the it's a new
the
Coen Brothers.
It's Scrody McBooger Balls.
It's not McBooger Balls. It's what's the The Ballad of Buster Scruggs by the Coen Brothers. It's a Netflix original. Like all the guys that are handling that bull look like Buster Scruggs.
You know what's funny is Texas A&M has like one of the best veterinary schools in the country. So the Texas A&M vets actually take care of the Longhorns on the 40 acres.
Maybe a conspiracy then. They're pumping them full of some uppers.
Well, the reason he's named Bevo is because A&M beat the Longhorns 13-0 in a game and then branded him with 13-0. They branded the Longhorn 13-0. And so they said, well, we have to make this something else. So they changed it to Bevo. Like they used the 13-0 if you kind of draw it out on a piece of paper.
Yeah. Why didn't they just change the name after the first one?
What do you mean?
Well, it's not the – that bull been alive since –
Well, no, this is Bevo 15.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they change the stupid name so it's no longer Bevo?
They don't change the name. The name is just always going to be Bevo.
But it's Bevo because they got beat 13-0.
Yeah, but I mean...
Well, they're dummies.
It's just part of the history.
Yeah, so. They're part of the history of being losers. They
what
lost.
You
just said A&M beat them?
Yeah, beat them. And then they branded 13-0, so Texas took it and changed it.
But they, you don't understand what I'm saying. Why?
No, I understand what you're saying. It's just dumb.
No, so, it's dumb that the team is like, well, we're going to change. It is like Penn 15 Club that they did. They're like, nah, it's, this is Penn 15.
Penn 15 Club.
This is Penn 15. This isn't what you think it is. Like, just don't acknowledge it and change the name. Texas A&M has their business all over Texas now. Every time that bull is out
Texas
there.
Texas A&M also cares for the Longhorn now. So I think,
why?
It fits. I think it's fine.
All right. So. I mean, it's tradition now, but I'm just saying, like, it's like that. You see that other picture of that basketball player that looks like he's 12 feet in the air with his balls all out in the guy's face? That's like A&M to Texas. Their Bevo in his face.
Well, I'm pretty sure Texas is still way up on A&M.
Well, way up traditionally. I'm just saying.
Yes.
They're in their head a little bit. You teased this earlier. I tease it a little bit, but you tease it as well about what a certain LeBron James, speaking of basketball and guys flying around and balls
speaking
in the face.
Of animals.
Yeah. Oh, really? What animal did LeBron James said that he is?
The goat.
Oh, he's Tom Brady. How so?
Greatest of all time. So there was
hard to argue.
So basically there was this interview with him, and it was for some ESPN piece, and he was talking about the Cavaliers coming back on the Warriors 3-1 in the finals, and you know, that Warriors team was the winningest team in regular season history. That was, what'd they lose, 9 games that year? Whatever it was. They were 71-9 or whatever it is. He said, after coming back in that game, I just thought to myself, I'm the greatest of all time. And a lot of people took umbrage to that. So Danny
Ainge... you're not supposed to like... If you're not the greatest, doesn't say like I'm the greatest, but there's
Muhammad
kind of,
Ali did.
Yeah, I was about to say there kind of is like they kind of do like, you know, like Michael Jordan says he's the best of all time. But I think the question mark becomes because there's this classic LeBron versus MJ debate that never goes away.
Right. And I don't know that it can ever go away because they all these guys that have been known as the greatest have played in different eras. You know, Jordan and LeBron played in, they're probably the closest, but, you know, Wilt, Oscar Robertson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know, these guys all played in different decades and different eras, really.
And I'm not against LeBron, by the way. I say there's a huge argument for what the talent of the NBA is now, and how of the freak athletes, and I mean, guys that, you know, are second thoughts right now. Just imagine, you know, I mean, just imagine DeMar DeRozan playing in the mid 90s right now. I mean, that guy would be a superstar type of thing. So for LeBron to be as dominant as he is and win the championships that he does, regardless of all the losses in the championship, in this era, while also maintaining all of it, I think there's a very heavy argument. And I mean, I don't have a case one way or another. I mean, probably it's hard to go against MJ regardless, but I think like LeBron sits in that territory and has a lot of stuff going for him overall.
Well,
in that
I
overall
think
debate
at this point, it's Michael or LeBron.
Yeah.
Like I think
Kobe's not there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think so. I don't think he was as well rounded as those guys. He's still very, very good.
It's better like Kobe or MJ type of a, or like Magic Johnson. I should reference that. Magic Johnson, Kobe's a better debate than Kobe versus either LeBron or MJ.
Probably. I mean, there are Kobe. Did you see that? did you see the Game of Zones, by the way, that they put out on Christmas Day?
I don't
think
I saw
it. To watch too. So you should watch that. But that was LeBron. Yeah. LeBron coming to the kingdom of L.A. And they made the what are they? The gold cloaks or whatever from Game of Thrones were all the Kobe lovers that will never love LeBron. It was a whole thing. So,
well, I mean, LeBron, I don't know if you saw it or I mean, you probably didn't. But do you know what the corp is?
The corp?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so you know, Alex Rodriguez, and
this is why I don't know.
Yeah, A-Rod and Big Cat from Barstool put a podcast together called The Corp, and they did like a serial. It wasn't like serial, but they did like a Netflix style, like record a bunch of episodes and then just drop them. And they did one with Kobe, and that's very interesting. So it's Big Cat and A-Rod interviewing Kobe, and they kind of confronted the MJ thing, and Kobe kind of tackles it head on about, you know, LeBron being accepted and whatnot. So it's even more relevant that that's been kind of back in the news with Kobe. So that would go very well with Game of Zones.
Well, they talked about someone talked to Jordan and he said, I would never call myself the greatest of all time because I think that that knocks the guys that came before me. So Jordan,
not LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron had no problem saying this, but Danny Ainge said, I don't have his full quote. I did read off his quotes on Sound System on NBA Takeaways. So if you want to check that out, that's at NBA Takeaways on Twitter or at NBA Sound System on Twitter. But Danny Ainge basically said, I don't know why he's doing this. Maybe he's into self-promotion like Donald Trump. So Danny Ainge compared LeBron to Donald Trump. And I mean, I don't want to get political here, but we know that LeBron doesn't like Donald Trump because when asked, what would he say to Donald Trump?
I'm the greatest basketball player of all time.
He said that he wouldn't even sit down with Donald Trump.
Yeah,
so,
well, they had like an open Twitter feud, LeBron and Trump did. So okay, so is Danny Ainge being the like, hey, respect your elders, you shouldn't do this, you're being lame? Or is he trying to get in LeBron's head with the Celtics getting in the Lakers' head? I mean, who wouldn't die? The storyline, Lakers versus Celtics with LeBron and Kyrie, Danny Ainge sparking it all up. I mean, this is what we need.
Yeah, I mean, I love the NBA drama. There's so much of it.
Danny Ainge is so great, too. That guy doesn't hold back. I told you all the times, like, Danny Ainge got a big-ass mouth. One of the guys I worked with here locally in Phoenix when I was working for a sports radio station, we did, I work a couple NBA drafts, and during the draft, this sports personality is literally texting Danny Ainge when he's with the Celtics about what's going on in the draft. And Danny Ainge is talking to him about the, like, I don't like any of these point guards. I don't like any of these guys. We're not looking to do anything. And this ended up being the draft where the Suns took Rajon Rondo and they traded Rondo to the Celtics.
Oh,
and that was the draft that they, because they didn't like any of the guys. And like Danny Ainge is just like talking to Phoenix sports personalities, crapping on this player, you know, oh, we want to do this, we're going to do this. And it's just like, this dude cannot help but feed the beast that is himself.
Yeah, that's what I kind of said on Takeaways. I was like, I don't know, maybe he got into that sports talk mentality because he's on, you know, one of those morning sports talk shows, and maybe that was it. You know?
He likes to stoke the fire. Danny, and I appreciate Danny Ainge. I think he likes what he does. He's good at what he does, and he likes to stoke the fire. And across the board, I personally, I know there's people that do not like him. I have always loved Danny Ainge. Maybe I'm a little bit biased from the Phoenix Suns, and Danny Ainge was a, you know, a Sun for a long time. I've always liked the guy.
I mean, I love that he said this. I don't know that I love Danny Ainge. I don't really have too much of an opinion on Danny Ainge. But regardless of if you think LeBron is right or wrong, and even if you think he's right or wrong for saying this, I think comparing him to Donald Trump was purposeful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think it was absolutely.
It was getting in his head?
Yeah. Well, I think it was at least getting under his skin. I think you beg for a response when you say something like that. So I think the purpose is to rattle him, you know, whether he's saying, hey, look, this is so bad, you're being like Donald Trump, or I'm going to say this to screw with him because I know he hates Trump.
What do you think on LeBron's end? Like, because you said this earlier, because we've kind of told two stories, like you've had the Muhammad Ali's, you know, say, I know I'm the greatest of all time. And, you know, this is a very, I mean, LeBron, if LeBron's an idiot, if he doesn't know what a big sports talk debate the LeBron versus MJ stuff is,
he
goes out and says that. Do you think this is one of either Muhammad Ali style, or this is like Danny Ainge said, like Trump self-promotion style of like, I'm the greatest, you know, like that, like which style, which, I mean, I feel like you're going to lean to say Muhammad Ali style, which probably is correct. I think it is correct.
Well, I think he just has that confidence, you know, he has that confidence and that swagger to say, I'm the best, nobody can beat me. And that's why he makes it so far every single year. He's been in 9 NBA finals.
It's ridiculous.
3-6. I mean, the winning percentage isn't fantastic, but he's been in 9 NBA finals.
Yeah.
When was the last time he wasn't in the finals? I can't even remember.
I don't know. But that's why you can walk up to a game holding a glass of wine. You can walk up during the pregame thing like he was on camera, just holding wine, walking up to the stadium when you're LeBron James. And guess what? You are the GOAT. All right. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. A couple more segments in this league. We jamming.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back. In This League. InThisLeague.com. All the podcasts. All the website. All the Patreons. All the stuff. All the stuff and things we have got for you. Come not just upgrade your experience in fantasy, but have some fun with it. Be entertained. Laugh a little bit. Don't take yourself too seriously. We don't. We do it all over at patreon.com/ITL.
Dance like
Army.
No one's watching.
Dance like no one's watching. What is that from, by the way?
I thought you were going to start doing a live, laugh, love thing there for a second.
We should. We should do a whole thing like that. Maybe we should do a motivational.
We should get
line.
One of those things, and it should just be me holding all my free stuff. So
huge.
Live, laugh, love.
Bogman, can I get
a
picture of you?
It should be me getting Culver's with a gift card and then playing my PS4 and then sitting at the Fiesta.
Now, here's what it is. It's, you're just standing, and you've got draped around both arms of your autographed jerseys, holding a PS4, holding your gift card, holding a couple packs of cheese curds in there with a big smile.
And I can use a new office chair.
And here's what it is. It says, live your best life. and it'll be you holding all that stuff. We will sell so many shirts for you to not even need to spend the money. You'll just get all the other free stuff.
Just have a stroke the next day right after I take that picture. 100%.
Live your best life midway the picture. Your heart starts to go.
Let's keel over, bro.
That'd be great. What was, by the way, you look
Yeah, it would be great.
Actually, this is a horrific story that what I just did reminded me of it. Speaking of, like, I know you'd say I take everything out of context, but like, I think also what it is I pay a lot more attention to people and I'm
That's
involved.
True.
I think I'm involved in like everybody just goes through the motions or like, you know, like how many times people have been like, you know, I'm trying to think of what it is like, oh, have a good time. And you're like, you too. You know, like if you go to like an attraction, like nobody's actually listening. I'm listening to people.
No, I listen to those people too. And I go, yeah, okay, thanks.
Yeah, but I'm listening. Like most people just aren't overall listening. But so this is a little bit of a sad story. We had one of our animals pass away. We had ashes done. And I couldn't pick the ashes up just because I got sick and holidays and stuff. So I went yesterday to pick up the ashes. And I go to the Humane Society. And I'm standing in there, nobody's helping me, and I'm waiting, and then someone's like, oh, I'll help you. And then this girl with like green hair walks up, and she's trying to be really nice. She's like, hi. She's like, what can I help you with? A big smile. And I'm like, I have to pick up ashes. And she's like, oh. And she's like, okay, are they here? And she's like, oh, you know what? You got to go over to the veterinary side, and you just take a couple lefts, and then you just go right in there. I go, oh, okay, thank you. And she goes, okay, cool, awesome. And I'm walking out. I'm like, yeah, awesome. I'm going to pick up ashes to my dead animal. Awesome. Awesome. Cool. Awesome, lady. What are you talking about?
You should have done cartwheels out.
I should have flipped some deuces. Peace. Yeah, I'm going to have a great time. This is it? I should have said, it is awesome, isn't it? That's what I should have done. And she didn't. But it was just like
trying to be nice.
I know.
Have a positive attitude. And you're over here like, yeah, it's awesome. I got to pick up my dead animal's ashes over here.
But again, she wasn't listening to me. Like maybe you're awkward and your reaction was you weren't listening to me at all. I'm like, I have a dead animal that you guys burned to ashes. I have to pick those ashes up. You won't bring it to me. I paid you money to burn my dead animal and now I have to get it. Can you get me it? Oh, no. You got to go out the door, take a couple lefts, and go in the veterinary area. Okay,
go
cool.
Where everyone's
awesome.
Crying.
Yeah, go to
just see. Just follow the tears.
No, what you're going to do, go in the room where everyone's animal's alive. They're holding their animal, and they're going to take care of it with some shots. Maybe they're going to give them some bones. All these animals will be alive. Go in that room, stand in front of 50 people, and then when the lady asks you from across the room, what do you need? Tell them, I need ashes to my dead animal. Is that cool? Awesome. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome. Yeah, yeah. Bogman gets a PS4 and some autograph. No, we're not getting a copyright violation for me singing that. Ooh, I almost lost $100 again.
Come on.
Really close in this episode.
2019, the year of Bogman. Let's go. we're going to get that $100.
Everything's coming up spades, aces.
Well, did you see, speaking of everything's coming up, mate, did you see James Harden hit that game winner?
What did LeBron, by the way, what did we determine? Was LeBron
eight straight finals,
Jesus
by the way.
Jesus Christ.
That streak's almost as good as James Harden's last 10 games.
when has he not had 40 points?
I think he's been 11 straight games.
Actually, I'm seeing this. Leading scorer since December 31st, James Harden.
Oh,
36.2 points a game.
And not only did he drill that three to win last night, it was in Draymond Green's stupid face.
For his two nights ago.
God,
his stupid face.
It. Yeah, and my neighbors know about it, too.
Oh, so. Did you really let them know?
Well, it's funny because Dr. A and I were recording the ITL Fantasy Basketball podcast because you were on the injured list.
Mm-hmm. Would be after this 3-hour episode.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So you were out. And then we actually decided that you were out for introspection because that's what Jim Boylan said. He only played Wendell Carter Jr. 13 minutes for introspection the other night.
What does that even mean? What is he talking about?
Dude, I have no idea. So we decided that you were out for introspection. But
I mean, that sounds like something more that I would be out for, not Wendell Carter Jr.
We started recording at halftime because we're gonna start recording after the game. But the Rockets are down 17 at halftime. I'm like, all right, you know, let's just start at halftime. Let's go. And so we started. He's like, I'm watching this game. I'm like, yeah, you can turn that off. And then it kept getting a little closer and a little closer and a little closer. And we're kind of wrapping up. He's like, man, this Rockets game is getting good. I'm like, yep, we're about to wrap up here so I can go see the end of it. So he was talking to me after the show, and I like to call it a Welsh, and I wasn't paying attention to anything he was saying because the game was so close. And Harden knocks down a three to send it into overtime, and then at the end of overtime hits that three to win it. And right in Draymond's face, and then got in Draymond's face after the shot, too.
Were you screaming like a Spurs fan at Kawhi Leonard and his mom?
Yeah, I was chanting traitor.
Did you see his mom like getting up and just like straight up yelling at people? I mean, you know what? I'd do the same thing.
Yeah. Here's the thing. We saw Isaiah Thomas get very upset about he took to Twitter to call the fans stupid for booing him and all that nonsense. And my look on that is, you pay to go to an NBA game and you pay the high prices of some of those seats. You get to say whatever you want.
Within reason.
As long as it's not bothering other people around you.
Yeah, you don't want to drop a Louis C.K. or something.
Right, yeah. You don't want to do any of that stuff. But as long as you're not bothering the people around you, you can boo, you can say whatever you want, you can chant at the opposing team, you can do all that stuff. But you can't talk to anybody's mom that way. That's how you get guys going up in the stands. So,
well, yeah, I didn't see.
I think a security guard goon handed that dude out of there.
Yeah, because so. I saw that. I didn't listen to it because I didn't care that much.
She's calling him an a-hole.
Okay, I mean, unless it was Kawhi Leonard,
a-hole, I believe is what I heard. So.
The only way I would have turned the audio on if it was Kawhi Leonard doing his laugh to the NBA theme again. That's the only thing I care about. But I saw her getting up and some big fat San Antonio fan with a dumb jersey on just pointing at her and yelling. But I assumed it wasn't pleasant, but I didn't know if he was being a complete
dirtbag. I didn't hear
bag.
Anything he said. All I got was the clap back. So,
but
and he was standing up and staring at her. So obviously it said something.
What was that thing with Isaiah Thomas where he was just like, what if I came to your work and I booed for 2 hours? And you and I talked about that. You can do that if you give me $10 million a year or eight or one or 500. You know what? Give me $5,000. You can come and boo me all day during my shift.
Just every single comment underneath that was, you pay me.
Give me a PS4 for free and you can boo me during this entire show.
Don't say that. Nolan might send you one.
I want
to have him in the background going boo anytime you talk. So.
How funny with? I mean, that would be really funny for 6 minutes, and then it would actually be really bad radio. But yeah.
Every single comment was just exactly what you just said. You give me. Pay me what he's getting paid and you can come boo me in my office all day long and blah, blah, blah. There was one great comment and it said, just imagine Isaiah Thomas showing up in my office and booing me for 2 hours while I'm doing my PowerPoint presentation is the only thing that's getting me through this day. So,
I mean, honestly, what he should do now is he really should do a bit. The only way to redeem himself being that is he should go do it. Honestly, go and boo.
Well, there was a commercial a couple years ago. Remember when who was the football player that did it? Remember he was at the coffee shop going decaf.
Oh,
decaf.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I don't remember who it was though.
Yeah, and he was booing his boss when he said you're gonna have to stay for overtime or something. They made this commercial already.
He should do it. He should go do it and actually boo people. That would be really somebody marketing wise should jump on that. I mean, yeah, Isaiah Thomas is hard to market, great. But.
Well, I mean, it's not like he's going to be playing anytime soon. He's still hurt. Yeah. He should be back at some point.
Maybe pizza. Maybe he could go boo people at a Pizza Hut.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Domino's.
He could go to whatever pizza place he hates.
How about this? Papa John's. Papa John's got some negative stuff. Go boo people out of Papa John's. Do you see that commercial, by the way, where it's hysterically embarrassing, where Papa John's has all these people that work for them, and they're like, at Papa John's, one person has been our voice, but we're many voices.
Papa Maria's and Papa Jonathan.
It's so embarrassing. It's like, why don't you guys just admit the guy who's your spokesman racistly said things on calls and you're embarrassed?
Well, I don't think they have to admit that. Everybody knows that. So
I guess they're just trying to spin it. But like, it's so like
Papa John's, where our favorite pizza is the white pizza.
Oh, I mean, that was,
well, the white pizza is the thing. And that's, see, double entendre.
Oh, okay. I forgot there's an actual white pizza. Yeah. You know what? Maybe they should stick with their marketing over yours, Bachman. That would be again, you're doing the Louis C.K. Papa John's brand here. I'm not sure that would work. Just like, don't acknowledge it. Also, like, don't bring it back to fact that, like, oh, so now you're making it Papa whatever.
It's like the BP commercial from South Park. Sorry.
Like,
oh, sorry.
Bring like another NFL quarterback. Bring a new one. Like, we traded Peyton Manning and Papa John, and we brought in, you know, someone likable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pizza Man. Isaiah Thomas is likable when he's not saying, things about how the fans should be acting during a game. I mean,
see,
come
he
on.
Should boo people.
Yeah, I'm whatever, you know, he can. Let's get Isaiah Thomas on here to boo us. Let's do that.
I'd do that. Maybe go to some certain doors that open up and don't tip, and he just boos them. That'd be good.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be great, Bogman. You'd love that bit.
Yeah, I would.
Wow.
No, we're gonna boo the crap out of this guy. IT3, come let's on,
boo that.
I've been
guy.
Here before. We're gonna boo the crap out of him.
Boo the what out of him?
Yep, almost.
Almost. Welsh is trying to get a little bit of juju on his side for 2019. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to pay for that PS4. Baseball.
Give Juju the MVP. AB will be upset. Don't do that.
I think he already is. I think all that conversation is Juju better than Antonio Brown got him a little upset.
Yeah, it's actually your fault because you started that.
I did start that. By the way, another side thing. Like, I thought it was interesting. Juju became... do you think it's fair to say that Juju became one of the bigger named gaming athletes? You remember that bit he did where it was him, Ninja, and Drake?
I mean, you told me about it. I don't remember it.
It was huge. It got like the most views ever on a Twitch stream. It was huge. Like, I felt like, I know guys have been gaming forever, but like, I feel like he became one of the big named ones. I saw this the other day, it was yesterday. There's a video of Lance McCullers with the Astros playing Fortnite. Yeah, well, he was at home playing Fortnite, not pitching, of course. And the video is, I guess, of him and Carlos Correa, and they're playing. And, you know, whatever, stupid stuff. I don't understand what the hell's going on. It's like, you know, build a thing and fall, shoot. And Correa's like yelling to him. And then he gets the shot at the end, and he gets up and does whatever, you know, person does when they win a game. Let's go! You know, just loses his mind because he won a game in Fortnite, a professional athlete with millions of dollars. Though these guys like to gamble. But then after, he goes, yeah, you know, join us because we're gaming every night on this stuff. And I was like, wait, what? Astros players have a group Fortnite that they play every night? Like, should they, like, throw a baseball? Like,
you know, don't you remember when Carlos Asuaje was live streaming Will Myers on Twitch, and Will Myers was bitching about Andy Green?
Yeah. Well, dude, wasn't like David Price? Didn't he get hurt from playing Fortnite and he gave it up?
Yeah, exactly. And then he got really good after that, by the way.
He's an idiot. Speaking of getting hurt, a little bit of baseball. Troy Tulowitzki. What a I am the professional of professional transitions. I mean, you ruin a transition when you talk about it, but sometimes you got to call the perfect game when it's going on. That was a great transition. I am fascinated by this Troy Tulowitzki move where the and you know what? I put this
Are
up
you
on
really
Twitter.
Fascinated no, by it.
No, this is what I'm fascinated by. I'll never find. Let me type it in because this tweet had me going. Troy. I'm so sick of just
Tulowitzki.
Tulowitzki. Where is this tweet? well, here's a couple. So the Yankees signed Troy Tulowitzki to a 1-year contract. Off injured, never plays Troy Tulowitzki. They sign him because they're going to be without Didi for about half a year to be their starting shortstop. What we find out is, let's see, I don't remember, I can't find the exact tweet, but there's multiple things on here. Andy Martino, blue check mark, says, so it turns out the Cubs wanted Tulowitzki to be their starting shortstop per sources. And Andy is, he covers the Yankees Mets for SNY. And he goes, so it turns out the Cubs wanted Tulo to be their starting shortstop. So did the Pirates. 14 other teams were in on him. 14. Now, the article is
no,
based,
they weren't.
Well, the article is based around why would Tulo pick the Yankees to be why would he pick them?
Yeah,
if they thought Machado was if Machado was going to be a legit option who wants to play shortstop, why would he pick the Yankees when everyone else is on him? But that isn't even what jumped on me, Bogman. It's that Troy Tulowitzki, that the Cubs wanted Tulowitzki to be their shortstop, as did the Pirates. All these teams want Tulowitzki to play. The guy, when has the guy been relevant? When's the last time Tulo's been relevant? Was LeBron not in an NBA final?
Troy Tulowitzki has, look, at any point could you see him, if he can stay healthy, you could say he probably is still a good player. He's not super old, is he? How old is Tulo? He's 34. That's
old.
Not ancient.
He's old enough. Here, we got to go to break. When we come back, I'll tell you the
played
last time.
131 games in 2016.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll tell you the last time he was really, really relevant. And we'll talk Tulo, and we'll talk about some of the latest news that we have gotten down on Bryce Harper. So don't go anywhere. Final segment of Baseball Talk right here on In This League.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends
in this league.
In the dark.
The DailyRoto.com partnership with Data Golf is back for 2019 with all new premium fantasy golf and betting tools. I'll tell you this. The fantasy golf community is a hardcore, awesome community. We've seen a lot of people. Though I'm not a golf guy, Bogman's not a golf guy, I don't understand it. I'll bet you I would love golf 12,000 times over if I was betting on it. And there's some really cool stuff that's out there. And DailyRoto.com's partnership with Data Golf makes them at the top of the crop here. So check out the all-new Lineup Optimizer with custom settings and advanced grouping, customizable projections for FanDuel and DraftKings, ownership projections, PGA finish probabilities and simulator, let's go, outright and top 20 market betting tools, head-to-head and three-ball, I don't even know what three-ball betting tools is, but it sounds awesome, and PGA pro tip, subscriber chat, and more. So go to DailyRoto.com, click on Go Premium, choose golf, and enter promo code GOLF19 for a 10% discount. That's DailyRoto.com. Go premium, click on golf, enter promo code GOLF19, go get that 10% discount. I've always wanted to get into fantasy golf. I just am ill-equipped, but I would say that DailyRoto.com would have me covered if I were to tackle that. If we didn't already tackle
we would have to do that to start, right? I mean, we'd absolutely have to.
But it's kind of cool, like, from what I've seen before, it's like you pick like a sect of golfers, like a certain amount over, I think, multiple games, like maybe it's like a month or something, and you get like four different tournaments and you can pick them, and I don't know, I mean, it seems really cool, and it's kind of like a long-lasting entertainment, and I know it's a much loved fantasy community.
It's kind of one of those, right? Well, it's kind of one of those that's like college fantasy football. So all I was thinking of, see, I wanted to brag again, but I know you're upset
What's the other great thing that's going on? Oh, yeah. Is it that you finished third in that ridiculously huge college fantasy pool that won you hundreds of dollars?
$200, yeah. I won $200.
I thought you won three.
Nope, $200.
Oh, okay. Well, don't worry. Someone will give it to you. Someone will give you the rest.
Right, somebody give me that extra.
We mistakenly gave you $400.
Why don't you say the F word right now, and I'll get an extra $100. How about that?
I'm good. I am definitely good. You don't need any more presents. I think you're well taken care of.
Though, no, I don't need any presents, but I'll take them if I'm getting them.
I will tell you this though.
Birthday's coming up, everybody.
January 15th. January 15th is coming up. I will bring something up. I know doing anything nice for us is a tenuous subject, but when people do give us gifts in some capacity, it has turned into some pretty good content.
I don't want things for my birthday. I want you, if you enjoy listening to us, to sign up for the ITL Army.
Oh, there it is.
That's what I want for my birthday.
Yeah. How about some growth and some big growth in ITL? We look back at the numbers. Yeah. 2018 was a very productive year, but not quite the growth I think we wanted. So we need to blow out 2019. So yeah, don't get Bogman anything. Don't even wish him a happy birthday. Just sign up for the Army.
That's right.
And then you could actually DM him, or you could get his phone number easy off one of our podcasts and you could text him.
I don't need to let people know what that is.
I'll bet you get more birthday texts than you've ever gotten in your life on January 15th.
God, it's so stupid. Yeah, you're probably right.
How is it going to feel to be so old? You're so much older than me.
Yeah, I'm 3 months older
four
than
months,
you.
4 months.
Is over your birthday 4 months. In April?
It is.
Okay, so January to March to April.
Oh, well, 3.5 months.
Well, let's do our math right. So, and it's the 22nd, isn't it?
It is. April 22nd.
So 3 months and a day and a week, I mean.
And a week. Yeah. Right. A lot older. I mean, you're alive. That's...
Congratulations, youngling. you're so young. It's unbelievable.
What else do you? You just want ITL Army members for your birthday? Anything else?
Yeah, I want more ITL Army members. Sign up. Come join us.
Anything. I mean, and you can't go to AVN Awards because we're going to a Royal Rumble.
Yeah, we're going to the Royal Rumble. That's later this month.
Get the tickets. They'll probably be like, hey, listen, I got all the tickets for free, but one, well, you're going to have to pay.
We're all getting, if your name rhymes with Schmishmelsch, you're going to have to pay.
If you got a W in your name, well, I guess that wouldn't work for one of them. If your first name is Chris, you're going to have to pay. There's a W in there that's going on. Baseball. So funny. Troy Tulowitzki. Bogman's great luck. Tulo could use a little bit of it. We were looking here. Here's a couple. So Yankees all in. Everybody all in. Part of it, weirdly enough, I think has to do with, you would think the opposite. Dude didn't play last year. He has not played since 2017. I think he did play some minor league games last year.
66 games in 2017.
Yeah, I mean, the guys essentially played a full season combined with 2016. So from 2016 to today, he's been a little over an entire full season he's played. But I think some of it's coming from that he didn't play last year, that he's finally going to be healthy. He's had so much damn time to
must
recover.
Be healthy because he took the whole year off last year.
That has to be some of it. I mean, no, he was athletically a freak of a guy, but we were looking at this. He hasn't played 150 games in a season for over 10 years, and he's only done it twice in his entire career. Career!
I mean, he's just, if you don't like to put the injury-prone tag on players, even though I just did it with Lance McCullers when you were talking about him earlier.
Well, I mean, but some warrant it.
Yeah, but I mean, this dude, he played 131 games in 2016. 2015, between two teams, he played 128. 66 in 2017, zero last year, 91 in 2014, 126, 47, 143 played in 2011. I mean, we're going way, way back at this point. So how is he even trustable? That's why when I hear 14 teams are interested, maybe it's because, I mean, what is the deal that he got? Was it the veteran minimum?
Well, because remember, he's getting paid like $20 million from the Blue Jays. So I think he got the veteran minimum, which a guy at his pace in the career is a little bit more. But I think what the Yankees are doing here is they're saying we need a half a year. And that's about all he can play because Didi will be back. And as I've seen it, and it's properly said that, you know, he could be a trade chip for if he stays healthy and does play. you know, for that half of the season. When Didi comes back, he's a trade chip.
But God, I hope he plays so well, and then they trade Didi, and then he gets hurt.
Yeah, well, they trade Diamondbacks to be like, we could use a shortstop.
We'll take Tulo.
Let's say...
You want Duplantier?
Robbie Ray? He's not good.
Oh, my
God. let's say the barometer for a good season has to be 100 games. So looking back here...
Okay.
We're
taking bets. I'll bet against.
No. We're looking back into his past for a second. So he has to have played, because there's a season in 2014 where he hit 340 and 21 homers, but he only played 91 games.
That was going to be just an unbelievable season.
Yeah, and it fell short as they usually do.
Yeah.
So here are the two seasons we want to give you. His last good season. Now, 2006, he had 24 homers, 79 RBIs, but he hit 254. I mean, that's borderline good.
2016.
I'm sorry. Yeah, 2006, it was like when he was breaking in. Now,
yeah.
2013, he hit 25 homers, 82 RBIs, 72 runs, while hitting 312, playing 126 games. He's essentially a catcher at this point. That was a productive season. His last monster season was in 2011 with the Rockies, where he played 143 games, 30 homers, 105 RBIs while hitting 302. So he is full productivity with at least playing 100 games. He is about 5 years removed from that. A extensively productive season, like all-star type, he is 8 years removed from that. The guy is a
played
shell.
Played 66 games in 2 years.
He's a shell of who he was.
Yeah, and I'm not, like I said before the break, he's 34, which is an older baseball player, but that's not an ancient baseball player.
Younger
like 36
you.
To 37, like right in the age that the Welsh and I are, that is an ancient baseball player.
That is, yeah, so, we are close to our retirement. I mean, I'm going to try to play a little bit beyond. I'm going to be like, you know, what's it, Juan Franco?
Julio Franco.
Julio Franco. That's what I'm going to be. Not James Franco. Be a weird actor. Be like Julio Franco. Play into my 40s. But yeah, we're going to have to retire here soon. I get some of the optimism that there's a couple factors here. He's had so much time to recover. He's cheap as hell because his contract is being paid. He does have a history of productivity. So if there's a need there, I could see why the Cubs in a platoon type of situation would want him. I could see why the Yankees would want him under the Didi guys, but that 14 teams wanted him, all these starting roles. And ultimately, what does it actually say at the end of the day about Manny Machado in New York? Because, I mean, Tulo's not going to be the thing that stops that from
Tulo
happening.
You think Tulo could move positions?
Sure.
Maybe they play him at first or third or something, maybe DH a little.
I think they've got a spot there that he could play first. I mean, there's been constant trade rumors as well about Anywar. So if he were traded, I think, you know, Tulo could go and try a little third base as well.
Yeah.
So I think the options are out there. I just thought it was
like,
weird.
Like, it's a fine signing. Like, I like to crap on Tulo just because I've been the guy that does that. Like a couple years ago, a bunch of people were in on Tulo because he only played the 91 games, but look at that line. And I'm like, yeah, but you can't trust him to stay on the field. And that turned out being true. So it doesn't always work out that way, but I mean, it just did.
It does with Tulo. Like every year you can be like, is that going to stay on the field? And you're like, you're going to be right.
Yeah, they just need some depth on that disabled list.
The guy hasn't played more than 131 games since 2011. I mean, he played 131 and 16.
I'm looking at roster resource. They got him hitting in the 9 hole and starting at short. So Luke Voit at first, and you are at third. And then, of course, Torres, Sanchez, Stanton, Hicks, Judge, and Gardner.
I think he's got to make some improvement. Last thing to talk about here is on the, I guess the Yankees are relevant to this subject, the Bryce Harper front. On Friday, the news came. There's a couple pieces of news that was going on here. Jeff Passan, whom, by the way, was it Jeff Passan? Is that, let me look here. Maybe I'm, Jim Bowden. I am Jeff Passan, by the way, now ESPN left. Did you see that?
I saw that, yeah.
Now ESPN, just a monopoly. Jim Bowden of The Athletic was told by a source that the Nationals' last offer to Bryce Harper was, quote, much more than the $300 million being reported by the media. Bowden said that the reported 10-year, $300 million offer the Nats made at the end of the regular season with just their first offer, which is a little counter to some of the stuff we had heard before. They were just meeting, had a big old dinner and talk and blah, 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 blah. The Phillies came out and said that they hope to meet with Harper. So that hasn't even happened. But then this came out that, let's see, that's what a setup. And then I lost the article. Where the hell did it? Oh, here we go.
Much more than, by the way, I'm looking at the richest sports contracts in history, and Canelo Alvarez actually has the biggest ever.
Really?
It's an 11-fight deal with the London-based video streaming service DAZN, $365
million. Jesus. All right.
Stanton is two at 325, and then A-Rod has number three and number four.
Well.
And then Miguel Cabrera is number five.
Everyone's going to be moving down a notch here because – This, according to Michael Duarte of NBC Los Angeles, the Nats are considered the favorites to land superstar free agent Bryce Harper. It goes on to report about Jim Bowden's thing, and it says the folks at Duarte has spoken to indicate that they would be surprised if he turned down that offer. Philly's believed to be in the mix, but it sounds like they'll have to up that. Hey, he doesn't want to go to Philly, and it sounds like the Dodgers haven't been willing to go beyond the years. Yankees haven't been there. And the Cubs have been the wild card, but we've heard nothing formal there. For the first time, I feel like this is the first big piece of clue news, major clue here, that Brian, you disconnected your microphone too. That we'll wait till you come back there, Boggs. That Bryce, are you back?
I'm back.
There
yeah,
you go.
What the hell just happened?
Ah, see? Life's catching up to you now. Now it's karma. Karma's happening. All that good luck going down the drain.
Also, for my birthday, I could use a new board. So
there you go. But, I mean, you know, who is Michael Duarte, NBC Los Angeles. But, Duarte, you get these combined here that sources are saying this is the likely landing spot. And that now that Jim Bowden, who's a very credible source, is saying that the Nats are going over that 300 mark. There'd have to be a huge selling point. I mean, because he could stay at home. He can stay where he is, beloved, stay with your team forever. There's got to be a huge selling point. And frankly, the only one that I've seen would be this love and affinity he seems to have for, you know, it's presumed, but like, you know, Chris Bryant and the Cubs and, you know, that type of affinity.
And look,
like,
just because you're in love with Chris Bryant doesn't mean everybody is.
I
know they're buddies, but you make it out like they want to have bunk beds together.
Spend New Year's Eve together.
Yeah, exactly. Like you,
what do you
want
do at
them,
midnight on New Year's Eve?
I mean, I know what you want to do with Chris Bryant when the ball drops on New Year's Eve, but they're buddies. Like, it doesn't mean that, you know, look, I love you, but if someone offered me $30 million extra, I think I would be okay playing on a different team. So, and I think you would be okay too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, $30 extra. Sure.
$30. Yeah, yeah. The Welsh is like, I'll do it for free now. I'm tired of his cheery attitude in 2019.
Hell, Bobby. You, so. Hell, Bennett, was it? Hell, Bob.
Hell, Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky.
You can be third. You can be fourth. Hell, you could even be fifth.
I couldn't get it out. I mean, whatever. I mean, you might be right, but I don't know. This seems like this is just semantics at this point.
It's going to be the Nationals, right? I mean, they're offering him a ton of money.
It's frustrating because the conversation we continuously have about Bryce Harper, it's like, it's this way, it's that way. But all it's been is a lot of this, like, rumored, like, you know, this team says they're out. Everyone has been out. That's actually been the news of Harper. Everyone's like, nah, I don't want to pay that. I don't want to pay that. This is the first time we're seeing, no, they're actually going over this projected offer. The Nationals want to keep him there. They're highly invested. And this is something I talked about when Patrick Corbin was signed, that it had nothing to do with Harper and the money that they could pay, because all it did was Corbin's contract was essentially in replacement of three players they had. I'm trying to remember who they are now. It was like Ryan Madsen. the catcher at the time, and I think Gio Gonzalez or something. Like, just like the money just was a full-on replacement, so they could still pay that, and they can do some creative things. It's the home team. It makes too much sense. I've been on the train of Cubs, and I think we just said it the other day. We were going through our run here, but I think Nationals have jumped to the top now, and as soon as he does, we could finally see a flood of signings. We'll get Machado to go, and we can get the rest of these hundreds of other a-holes that haven't signed and get this MLB season going, Bogman.
Yeah, I mean, this means he's going to sign with the Yankees in the middle of February.
Exactly. Exactly. And then Tula will be a starter all year, and then he'll be like, all right, we don't know anything.
Play 162 games.
162 games. All right, guys, that is the episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you missed any of it, go back and listen to it on podcasts. We're on all the places that podcasts are. And then also you can find all of our other podcasts, the Straight Up In This League products, not just FNTSY. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Have some fun on football playoff runs. Enjoy the national championship. Talk to you guys next week.
See ya.